Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And Richard, it's a great Thursday morning, November 17th.
2 days before the Thanksgiving holiday, at least for
students.
K-12 students,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're
really, really inching toward it now.
It's getting closer and closer every day.
Right.
Whether you want it to or not.
Not much. It's like daylight saving time.
That's right. It happens all the time, every weekend.
Okay.
But today, you know, we have times when we get to hear from listeners, and we get times when we get to talk to people who've listened to the program, and it's always interesting when we talk to people who've listened to the program, and they say, you know, you were talking about preventing stress and how to do these things and how to do those things to prevent this from happening, prevent that from happening. But what happens? What do we do when I'm experiencing stress?
Right.
Like, I do everything I can to prevent it, but what happens when I'm experiencing it? What happens if everything I do to prevent the stress from happening, what if I do all that stuff,
right,
but I still get stressed?
Right.
What do I do then? And that's a great question, because I don't think we really spend a whole lot of time talking about dealing with it at the time that you're dealing with it.
What do I do when it creeps up on me?
Right.
And it will creep, and it does. I mean, sometimes it comes out of nowhere. You know,
absolutely.
You just feel anxious and aroused.
Yeah.
Especially this week, huh?
Yeah. Well, it is
was
very
the
timely.
This week?
Yeah.
No.
Last week.
Last week, right? It seems like it keeps happening every day. People just keep talking about it.
Yeah.
And it keeps it in the present.
Well, right. Well, between the election and with the upcoming holidays, you know, everyone's right. We are going to experience stress whether we like it or not, whether we do everything we can to prevent it or not. We're going to get stressed, and we're going to have to find a way to cope with it and to deal with it and to make ourselves feel better.
Right. We've been assuring our listeners that we wouldn't bring up the election and all that stuff. But we acknowledge that people are stressed.
Mm-hmm.
They are stressed by an election that was very divisive, very provocative, confrontational. But we're also facing the holidays.
Right.
So we have sort of bookends here where we have people are still struggling with the election results, and now the holidays are coming.
Absolutely.
Two very stressful times.
Yeah.
So warning first.
Yeah.
You know, if you have people in your family who are prone to having difficulties at these times, keep that in mind.
Right.
That you might have to do some extra work. But preparation is the key.
Right.
But despite all of your preparations, all of your best laid plans, you're still liable to encounter stress. And what do you do when it's there?
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, it's going to hit you. You can do everything in your power to prepare.
Right.
And then here comes an outside variable that influences it, that changes
That's
everything
right.
and really just wallops you if you don't watch out.
And it doesn't take much.
No.
Poor night's sleep, or something happens at work,
Absolutely.
Or something happens at home, something unexpected occurs, and bang, there you are.
There it is.
Right in the middle of it.
So when you're in the throes of a stressful situation, the recommendations, and I always take pause there, because my recommendation is going to vary depending on the situation.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be times when, to just put it bluntly, when escape is the best option. Get away, you know, if it's a situation that you can get away from, you can walk away from without any massive or major stress-inducing consequences, walk away, get away from that situation as best you can.
You have to separate. I think there are two things. Number one, this is going to pass.
Right.
Okay, and you start with, very few of us live under chronic stress.
Right.
It usually comes and goes.
Right.
There are some very unfortunate cases where people are living under chronic stress. There are all kinds of examples about that. But for most of us, stress comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so the first step is, this is going to pass.
Right.
No matter how bad it feels, even if you feel like you're getting into a panic attack, it's going to pass. Panic attacks don't last forever.
Right.
They scare us. They're frightening. But it is going to pass. That's step number one. Step number two is what you just said. You have to separate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to separate yourself from the stressful event, whatever that stress or whatever that trigger is. your job then is to separate yourself from that.
Right. Sometimes that separation is I don't want to say permanent, because it's not necessarily permanent.
Can't always.
But it's, you know, if you're, let's think about Thanksgiving. You know, if you go to a family member's house and you're thinking, it's going to be great, and then, you know, that family member, that uncle or that aunt shows up that nobody was expecting, and it's like, oh, you know, everything's stressful. That's a situation when it's okay. You know, you go up to other people and you say, you know what, we got to take off. We're going to go. And you can leave and not go back. Other times, escaping means, you know what, I'm going to go take a walk. I'm going to go, I'm going to go to the restroom. And just hang out in the restroom for 5 or 10 minutes.
Go to the powder room and powder my nose 6 times.
But that is, you know, that's an escape, but it's a temporary escape, but it allows you time to do some of these other things that we're going to talk about in just a second, to really pull yourself down and to calm things down a little bit.
That's right. Because what the stressor is doing is it's arousing your central nervous, your autonomic nervous system.
Right.
Okay. And what you have to do is you have to give your nervous system a chance to calm down.
Right.
Just as there was a gradual buildup in stress, in arousal, there's a gradual cool down.
Right.
And you have to give yourself time. You have to, not yourself, you have to give your nervous system time to calm back down.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it may be that you have to drink some water, go for a walk, go outside, go to the bath, go somewhere, do something, separate yourself from the event, right, which allows your autonomic nervous system to calm down.
Right. Absolutely. And some of those things to calm down, some of those things to help that process of the cool down are really, and it's always, you know, it's always funny sometimes talking to people about it, because it really is those, it does include those stereotypical, let's take a deep breath, count to 10. Sometimes counting backwards from 20 is better than counting to 10.
Count backwards by 3.
Right,
It'll take your mind off of it.
Exactly. One of the things, I like, starting at 100 and taking away 7.
Right.
So, you know, it just makes you think, and it makes you process, saying the alphabet backwards.
Right.
You know, those are all things that make you work your brain in a way that takes you out of that moment and puts you in a different different frame of reference, different frame of mind, that's going to help alleviate some of that stress while helping you calm down a little bit.
I'm glad you mentioned the brain. It's time we mentioned the brain. Because when your stress gets triggered, that's a thought in your head.
Right.
Our brain is only, despite what some people think, our brain is only capable of dealing with one thought at a time. We can switch very quickly.
Right.
Okay, people think they're multitasking and they're not. They're just switching very quickly. But your brain is only capable of dealing with one thought at a time. When you start to count backwards by 3 or 7, or when you do something else, you're disengaging from the stressful thought.
Right.
And you're replacing it with some other thought.
Right.
And that's what which is not stressful. Counting back by 7s is not a stressful, doesn't have to be a stressful, unless you want to get the right answer.
That's right.
But really, you're counting backwards by any number. You're replacing the stressful thought with a non-stressful thought, and your nervous system will begin to calm down.
Right.
Ruby Payne is a, she's an expert in, written a bunch of books about poverty, the effects of poverty. And she delivered an address at a conference a few years ago. And she was talking about children who have rage attacks. And she said, after a rage attack, you have to allow children to hydrate. They have to drink a bottle of water to rehydrate their brain. And I don't know the physiology of water in an aroused brain, but I do know this. About the time that it takes to drink a bottle of water is about how long it takes for your autonomic nervous system to return to normal. So I'm not sure whether it's the time it takes or the water, but time, we know, isn't it? You have to give your nervous system a chance to regain and to come back to normal.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's all, as you said, it's all about just calming the brain. You
know, that's right.
Calming that storm, putting a blanket over that fire that's going on, and creating all that anxiety.
Put the fire out.
So, escaping from the perspective of being able to take some time to get your mind off of this stressful situation. Once you start feeling that you're coming down, then you start doing your preparatory stuff.
Right.
So you return, like if you are in one of those predicaments where you have to run to the bathroom to do your cool down.
Right.
You may be in there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but you stay in there long enough to cool down, and then you do all the reminders that we've talked about before. You know, we're only here for another hour. We know that he's like this. We know mm-hmm. that he says these things, or she does those things that makes us insane.
Right.
We're only going to be here for a short time. Right. We only have to deal with it for this amount of time. And use those preparatory things to get you through the remaining time that you're in that situation so that you can then get away for
right.
good.
Right. Disengage and rethink. Mm-hmm. Replace those stressful thoughts with non-stressful thoughts.
Right.
It's easy enough to do. It's a good way to get through these stressful times.
Right. One last piece is for all of you students, whether you're a college student, high school student,
yeah.
whichever. There are going to be times when you're going to get to school and you'll go to a class and pop quiz. Now, that's going to be a rush of adrenaline and cortisol and all the nasty things
the nasty
that make
chemicals.
Us not feel very good. And so when you're in that kind of stress, certainly you can't escape. Certainly mm-hmm. there's nowhere you can go. And those are times when you use some of the other strategies. And so from the moment that you hear pop quiz and you get that tingly rush of
right.
adrenaline that goes through your body and you say, oh my gosh, I didn't read the material last night. I'm not ready. Once those initial impulsive reactions pass, that's when I keep saying always. I love talking with kids about this because I have them do it in my office and we take that really deep breath. Because the calming effects of taking
oxygen.
A really deep breath is remarkable.
Right.
And so whenever I have a person take a deep breath, you're like, okay, like that. And I say, okay, now take a deep breath and hold it at the top. And they'll take a deep breath and they'll hold it at the top. And I say, when you're at the top up there, go like this. To get that
more.
Little bit more, because we only fill it up to about 75 to 80%, and that last little gasp up like that
right.
fills up, and you can almost feel it instantly. And time again, kids will respond. Oh my gosh,
right.
You can feel it. You can feel that rush, because you're really filling up your lungs and getting as much oxygen in there as possible. And oxygen is a great way to battle some of the stress.
Right, because when you're stressed, you start to breathe in a more shallow way.
Right.
And so you're retaining a little too much carbon dioxide. Okay, and that's why you're feeling.
Right.
So by replacing the carbon dioxide with oxygen, you're refreshing everything, giving your nervous system a chance to regain itself.
Exactly.
So all these things work together. None of them are silly. There's
right.
a reason why we say take deep breaths.
Right.
And take that last sort of surge
right.
and really fill up your lungs with oxygen, because then you're fighting the carbon dioxide.
Exactly.
So good reasons to do all these things.
And
try them out.
And sometimes it's really good to take a deep breath like that before each question.
Right.
You know,
that's
when you're
right.
taking a test that has, you know, 10 or 50 items,
mm-hmm.
you know, before each one, when you feel that stress coming back up, do that, take that breath again.
Right.
And it pulls it back down.
And before anybody starts talking about why they voted for who they voted for, take
uh-huh.
a real deep
yeah.
breath, and that'll help you prepare.
Take a really
and
deep
keep
breath,
you quiet,
and then run the other way,
and run to the bathroom,
and hold
tell
your breath as long as you can.
Just tell people you're lactose intolerant or something.
That's right.
But take a deep
I'm
breath.
I'm election intolerant.
That's right. No, take those deep breaths.
Yeah.
Count backwards. Drink water, but separate yourself from the event, and do try all those things.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. They're very common.
Mm-hmm.
They're very
don't cost anything.
You know,
they're available,
and
right.
and people foo-foo them so
yeah.
easily.
Right.
But it's remarkable how effective they are if you try them.
There's a reason why those things are recommended, and very good reasons. They work. They're inexpensive, and they're always available.
Always.
You know,
always.
You don't have to worry about bringing them with you, or oh, I forgot my oxygen today.
As long as you're not underwater. If you're underwater, that's different. But then you got a whole different set of problems.
That's right.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thursday.
All right. Well, that is
Mighty
it for a wonderful Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back tomorrow to help get you ready for the weekend. But I think that our routine is going to be for the next few Fridays, we're going to work to help you get ready for the holidays, because
right.
there's just a few things that if you get all set up,
mm-hmm.
you know, this far in advance,
right.
you'll be all set for the holidays.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
They won't be quite as imposing and challenging and stressful
as right.
they
mm-hmm.
tend to be. So
right.
with that, we will see you all bright and early tomorrow morning. Have a great day, and have a good evening.
Good day.
Bye-bye.